10,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65, and that's for the next 19 years. So get ready to explore various topics such as healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Without further ado, here's your host, Sue Zawacki.
We are only 5 days away from Valentine's Day, and make sure you are preparing to show your loved ones or your love to the ones you love. And welcome to Aging Info Radio, and here we meet again on Sunday. If you want to listen to our show live, go to aginginforadio.com and click the Listen Live button right there on our homepage. Well, you know, the history of Valentine's Day, there's a number of stories attached to the day, and there were at least three different saints, and by the Middle Ages, perhaps thanks to his reputation, Valentine became the most popular saint in England and France, and there you have it, Saint Valentine's Day. Well, here's a fact. Worldwide, over 50 million roses are given, and more than 36 million heart-shaped boxes of chocolate are sold every year for Valentine's Day. Now, there's two gift ideas. And the downfall with many on Valentine's Day is the level of expectation on this crazy, lovely holiday. Well, I have a number of guests joining me today, and we're going to talk about love and relationships. And yes, today's show is for men and women, and my first guest is Elliot Connie. He is a psychotherapist with a private practice, and he specializes working with families, couples, and relationships. He's also just written a book called The Solution, Focused Marriage. Welcome, Elliot, to Aging Info Radio.
Thank you for having me.
You know, I love your book. Your book presents habits, and we all get into habits, some good, some bad. But, you know, what you have in your book, it's the simplicity of it. It's simple habits, and it says that it will bring out the best in your relationship. So let's talk a little bit about this book. What had you write it?
Well, I do a kind of therapy called solution-focused therapy, which is very much based on how to create what you want instead of avoiding what you don't want. And when I was learning to become a psychotherapist in graduate school studying counseling, I noticed that we spend a lot of time trying to teach people what's wrong with them in the hopes that they will then avoid those flaws or those symptoms. And when I became a professional and began working in this field, that's a really difficult way to work with couples.
Mm-hmm.
Most couples don't want to come to couples therapy because the couples therapist is going to point out what's wrong with them. Usually there's been some sort of problem, infidelity, growing apart, difficulties in parenting, difficulties with money. So it's a hard conversation to have.
Mm-hmm.
So I began applying the solution-focused approach to my work with couples, which is about forget the problem for a second. What would you like to have happening in your relationship right now moving forward? And people begin speaking from a place of hope and resilience and change, and their relationships just started getting better. And to be perfectly honest, I just saw amazing, amazing things happen in the lives of people that it made me want to write a book so that more, so like the whole world didn't have to come into my office, right? So people could just have access to this way of thinking, working, and talking in your relationship. So maybe we could do something about, you know, this crazy divorce rate we have in our society and have people stay together in happy, well-founded, well-grounded relationships.
Well, you know, you're really progressing well, because I really think talking about yesteryear and what happened makes no difference whatsoever. I think you're right on track with focusing on, you know, a healing approach to happiness and what we can do now moving forward.
That's right. I mean, I can, and I said the word ignore, and I probably regret saying that, because I don't think we should ever ignore the problem.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like I once met an Olympic hurdler, and I asked this hurdler, how do you run that race so fast? And she said, I train myself to focus on my footsteps and not the hurdles.
Interesting. Yes. What we focus on expands.
That's exactly right. The hurdler said, if I focus on the hurdles, they get harder to jump over. But when I focus on my footsteps that I have to take between the hurdles, then I become a better hurdler. And I thought about that a long time, and I thought, man, that's such a good way to describe relationships, because one thing I can guarantee you is a bowling ball is going to come slamming into your relationship at some point. And if you focus on the bowling ball, it's going to turn into a wrecking ball.
Mm-hmm.
If you focus on your resilience and your ability to withstand it, then it stays a pebble.
Yes, stays a pebble. I love that. Well, Elliot's website is ElliotSpeaks.com. We are talking about his handy book. It's just a simple paperback book, The Solution-Focused Marriage. I mean, there's so much to be said in that, and we are learning. We are all learning, even as a society and a world, as we go, and we're learning to really, like you said, not that you want to not identify what happened. You just don't want to focus on it.
Right.
I mean, that's what I see. So let's talk about, there's five simple habits.
That's exactly right.
So let's talk about number one. What do you see here? Or what is your number one?
The number one thing that couples should do to ensure their success is have a goal. And what I mean by have a goal, I don't mean like sit down and have a, you know, business, relationship, dinner discussion kind of thing. But I mean always make sure you have plans, hopes, dreams, goals for the future. Always have a tomorrow and have the ability to incorporate that tomorrow into your relationship. And that's one of the things that makes, you know, Valentine's Day is coming up in the next 4 or 5 days, whatever it is. And there are many people that are going to go on their first date and their first Valentine's Day. And those people, they're going to have these wild, dreaming, beautifully futuristic conversations. They're going to say things like, what would you like our first house to look like? And how many kids do you want? And where do you want to retire? And what kind of car do you want to drive? And all of those things. That ability to have future-oriented conversations is directly related to our ability to accomplish satisfactory and bliss-creating goals. Hmm. The problem is, when we've been together, and this is our 14th Valentine's Day dinner, we feel as though we've already lived our future, but we forget there's always a tomorrow worth talking about, and we have to be able to incorporate that via language into our relationship.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the best things that I had heard recently is somebody said, I did hear it on the radio. Someone had said, ask your spouse what it's like to be with you, with yourself. You know, what is it like to be married to me? I mean, That's a tough question.
I think I would probably change that to question, what do you like about being married to me?
Oh, that's a much better way to put it. Thank you, Elliot. Yes, once again, Elliot's website is ElliotSpeaks.com. Yes, that's a much better way to put it. Now, number two.
The second thing is you have to be able to take credit for the honeymoon phase of your relationship. So what I mean by this is in the beginning of your relationship, when the relationship is euphoric and blissful and, you know, we couldn't be happier and we're filled with joy, all of those things taking place, we tend to just get caught up in the euphoria and not realize that the euphoria is actually not an accident nor a coincidence. It's the unique combination of my traits and your traits blending together to create this feeling. So when we're able to understand that and take credit for that, then we can recreate it at will.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people think that, you know, I have this positive feeling because Cupid shot me in the heart, or I woke up in the right side of the bed, or God brought this person into my life. Though all of those things must be true or might be true,
mm-hmm.
You also somehow have a wonderful way of combining your traits with your partner's traits. And the more you become aware of that, the more you can use it when a problem becomes apparent in your relationship.
Mm-hmm. So both of you taking credit for the good, the bad, the beautiful, and the ugly in the relationship.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're going to make each other take credit. But the good thing about, you know, doing this type of work and reading this type of book and that sort of thing is problems are going to make us take credit for them because your partner's going to make you do it. Your partner's going to say things like, you know, sit down, we need to talk, I've got to tell you what you're doing that's causing me unhappiness.
Mm-hmm.
Well, since we know that that's going to happen, we need to also say, hey, sit down, we need to talk, I need to tell you what you've done today to create happiness in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
The person becomes more aware of how to trigger your happiness.
Right. They do more of what you want than what you don't want. And once again, I'm here with Elliot Connie, and we are talking about love and relationships with Valentine's Day just being 5 days away. And we're going to continue this conversation about five simple habits that will bring out the best in your relationship. We're going to talk about the big one when we get back, and that's communication, communicating about progress. This is Aging Info Radio, and you want to stay right here. We have more to come with Elliot Connie when we get back, so don't change that dial. We will be right back.
Wherever you live, you want to feel connected and cared for, and that's the environment we create every day at Emeritus at Burr Ridge, one of Chicagoland's highest-rated senior living communities. Our community offers a full range of services from assisted living to skilled nursing. We also offer one of the most successful short-term rehab programs in the area. And now, for a limited time, we are offering value-priced suites. Emeritus Senior Living, where our family is committed to yours. Give them a call at 630-920-2900 or visit us at emeritus.com. Stop in and take a tour.
Is concern for your aging loved one preventing you from being productive at work or enjoying your vacation? You're never alone with family-owned Partners in Senior Care. We provide seniors with home care and geriatric care management services. Our caregivers can help with bathing, transportation, meal planning, and lots more to make things easier. We specialize in taking care of your family like our family. Partners in Senior Care, call us anytime at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Medicare can be confusing. Information, education, and comparison shopping are your weapons in fighting the increasing cost of healthcare. The Medicare Solutions Network shows you all of your coverage options in simple, easy-to-understand terms. They represent virtually every company offering supplements, advantage plans, and drug coverage, and will work with you to determine the best fit at the best price. Make the complex understandable. Your one-stop Medicare shop is the Medicare Solutions Network. Call 630-809-9758 or visit MedicareSolutionsNetwork.com.
Antioxidants. Everyone wants to get the highest levels. Now the truth, there are 220 natural antioxidants. It is believed that tart cherries contain a group of antioxidants that when used regularly will affect your health. Research the benefits of Nature Blessed Tart Cherry Concentrate at choosecherries.com or aginginforadio.com to learn more about Nature Blessed. It works, it's real, it's 100% natural, and it's locally grown. Drink the best, drink Nature Blessed.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio. For boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old.
Yes, we are talking about Valentine's Day being 5 days away and love and relationships today. My guest is Elliot Connie. He is a psychotherapist specializing with families, couples, and also relationships. So we're talking about his book, The Solution-Focused Marriage, Five Simple Habits That Will Bring Out the Best in Your Relationship. I love this book, Elliot. Well, we are on number three. And number three is about communicate about progress. Let's hear about this.
Well, whenever we have, in a partnership, we're always building something, a family, a life, and all those things. We are really good in our society at pointing out to people when they're being deficits and when there's a problem and when you're not working well with me and all of that. Well, we have to have the ability to sit our partners down and notate the progress we're making towards a goal. This helps set our perceptions properly. For example, if my wife and I set a goal, and let's say our goal is we want to retire in 18 months, and my wife sees that I've taken $1,000 out of our checking account and put it in a savings account, she's going to assume positively, which is what I want my wife to do. I want her to assume positively about me. She's going to think he must be putting that money in a savings account per our goal of retiring in 18 months. If we're not talking about progress, then the assumptions become negative, and the assumption becomes you're taking that money to go do something inappropriate without my say-so. You're, in fact, jeopardizing our goal. But that's not the case, and it's directly related to our ability to have frequent and positive conversations about progress, what you're doing well, and what I'm doing well, so that when we start seeing things happening within the relationship, we think positively of each mm-hmm. other.
You know, so many times people say, we need to talk. Automatically, I think human behavior is that goes south. Think,
In the history of mankind, no one has ever heard, we need to talk, and then heard something awesome until now. Because I want everybody who can hear this radio interview to do that. It's a powerful thing when you tell your partner what you like about them. That's how we get relationships started, actually, because we say things like, you know, in the early days, you know, your high school romance, right? You say stuff like, so what do you like about me? And then the partner says, blah, blah, blah. And then they say, so what do you like about me? And then you tell them. And we say things like, you're so different from my previous person. You're so cute and handsome and all that stuff. That's all we're doing is having positive, progress-oriented conversations. And we need to continue doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, no matter how many years, I mean, bring out that, you know, communicate about the great things that are happening and what you could create together. Now, number four, I like this one, continue to date.
Yeah, you know, every expert is going to tell you the number one thing any marriage should do is to continue to date. But what I mean by that phrase isn't just continue going out on Friday nights to the movies or dancing or dinners. But when you're dating, there's this idea that I'm trying to impress you. I'm putting my best foot forward and trying to generate happiness in your life. And you have to continue that mentality throughout the relationship. You should never become complacent or lethargic. You should always work to impress that partner. I remember being in college, and the young lady I dated while I was in college, who I'm now married to, when I knew I was going to see her, when she was going to come over, even if she was going to come over, there was one time she was coming over to pick up a book for a class we were in together, I made sure that I was wearing clothes that I wanted to be seen in because I was trying to impress her. And we should always be trying to create happiness and smiles on our partner's lives. Never, ever, ever take that for granted.
No, never. I definitely concur there. Number five. I like this one. This one is so valuable.
Right. We have to act as a partnership. We have to combine our talents, strengths, skills to be a true, genuine partnership. You would be surprised, or maybe you wouldn't, but a lot of people make decisions in relationships for reasons other than creating a partnership. Maybe it's ego, maybe it's past habits, maybe it's whatever, but we have to say, I'm good at behavior X, so I will be in charge of X. And the other person says, I'm good at behavior Y, so I will be in charge of Y. If one person is good at finance, they should handle the finances. We should throw gender roles. We should throw all that stuff out the window and just combine our skills and talents so that we're actually building something that has long-lasting ability to it.
Yes, this is so valuable. I mean, take what your strengths are and your partner's strengths or your husband, wife, you know, what they do best, allow them to do that and expand on it, and you do what you're good at.
Exactly right.
Yeah. I mean, these are so simple, Elliot, but they are so valuable. And I mean, his book, The Solution Focused Marriage, can be found at ElliotSpeaks.com. Is it available on Amazon yet?
Yeah, it's available on Amazon. It's available on, you know, the Kindle, the Nook, Barnes & Noble. Basically, any place you could buy a book, you'll be able to find this book.
And it is a great book. Actually, you know, it would be a great Valentine's present for the couple to share it with, you know, both of you, or to actually work through it. I mean, there's some really valuable stuff in here, and I love that it's simple, because habits can be developed pretty quickly if it doesn't take, you know, a whole lot to do it.
That's right. I mean, I wanted to write a book that was very straightforward and very simple. This book is about 100 pages. When I was working on my PhD, I had a professor tell me never put too many pages between the two covers. So I always wanted to make a really high-impact, content-laced book that was straightforward and simple. I mean, I can write all kinds of stuff to show off intelligence and all that stuff, but I want people to be able to use these ideas and apply them in their lives immediately.
Yeah, I mean, even something as simple as, you know, you write, recall your honeymoon phase. I mean, just to really keep looking at, you know, the past credits and successes and acknowledging, you know, one another for the good things that are happening. I mean, whatever you focus on expands.
That's right.
I mean, that is an absolute. I also love it. It says in marriage, the biggest sign of regression is not nearly as important as the smallest sign of progress.
That's right. Absolutely.
I mean, that is an absolute definite. And, you know, I think, like I said, we're all growing as a world and a society to really look at maybe, you know, it's easier if our glass is more half full.
I agree. Our glass is way more than half full. But if we fail to notice, we fail to experience it, and then that's when problems come in.
Yeah, I'm sure you see a lot. What would you give to Elliot? I mean, we've got Valentine's Day coming up, and, you know, people say, oh, it's a Hallmark holiday. Well, you know, there's a lot of roses and chocolates given out that day. But, you know, there's also the expectation. And, you know, give us some of your wisdom here on those expectations.
I think you should have the expectation that you want your partner to do things to make you smile, and you will do things for your partner to make them smile. I think, you know, I'm actually a marriage counselor, relationship person that really enjoys Valentine's Day because it's an opportunity for us to celebrate our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to be celebratory of all of the things we're grateful for in our lives, and of the primary things we should be grateful for, it's our life partner. So take this opportunity to meet all of their expectations, to meet all of their wishes and dreams, if only for one day, to create that opportunity to smile and show them that you're still in this with them, you're still grateful for them. A relationship is a really easy thing to take for granted, and this is a great opportunity to show people that you are not taking them for granted.
Well, I think human behavior, it's very easy to get on automatic.
Well, our brains are wired to take notice of things that we're afraid of. So in a relationship, you're obviously, you like that person, they do lots of positive things, but your brain does not take that information as important because it doesn't fear it. So as a result, we don't do a good enough job of commenting about things we like because we're so busy catching the stuff we don't like because we fear those things. You have to reverse that. You have to retrain your brain. And the wonderful thing is our brains are retrainable.
And that's where the five simple habits can come in. And once again, Elliot, you have a wonderful book here, The Solution-Focused Marriage. I'm right behind you. Maybe we can change the divorce rate in our country and lower it. ElliotSpeaks.com. And thank you, Elliot Connie, for joining me today on Aging Info Radio. And a happy Valentine's Day to you coming up here soon.
Happy Valentine's Day to you and all your listeners, and I appreciate you having me.
Well, I love your book. Thanks, Elliot. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much.
And stay right here on Aging Info Radio. I've got a couple more guests coming up talking about love and relationships. This is Aging Info Radio, and we will be right back.
BodyLogic MD comprises the nation's largest national network of highly trained physicians specializing in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. BodyLogic MD has been featured on Oprah.com and in Suzanne Summers' books, Knockout, Interviews with Doctors Who Are Curing Cancer, and Breakthrough, 8 Steps to Wellness. And her book, Ageless, The Naked Truth About Bioidentical Hormones, dedicates an entire chapter to BodyLogic MD. Find a location near you at BodyLogicMD.com. BodyLogicMD.com.
We worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
Hi, I'm Lisa Gibbons, and one of the things I love most is being a champion for family caregivers. At Lisa's Care Connection at Present St. Joseph Medical Center in Joliet, Illinois, we are a place for family caregivers to go for support, ask questions, find resources. Our services are always free of charge. We'd love to help you, so call us or visit us at 815-741-0077 or our website, lisascareconnection.org.
ElderWorks Free Caregiver Conference is April 5th at the Accelerated Center in Northbrook. The ElderWorks Caregiver Conference is designed to help family caregivers find resources, build their network, and learn about caregiver topics that are beneficial to them. If you are a company or service supporting caregivers in the northwest suburbs of Illinois and are interested in a resource table at the ElderWorks Caregiver Conference, please call ElderWorks at 847-462-0885 for more information. That's 847-462-0885.
Natural exotic remedies are the rage, but one natural item, tart cherries, has been around for centuries to help with common ailments and has recently received tremendous scientific support and validation. Research the benefits of Nature Blessed Tart Cherry Concentrate at choosecherries.com or go to aginginforadio.com to learn more about Nature Blessed. It works, it's real, it's 100% natural, and it's locally grown. Drink the best, drink Nature Blessed.
Anna and Aaron here. We're the third generation of Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating, a family-owned company.
Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating is not just another weight loss program.
We deliver freshly prepared, portion-controlled meals that even include fresh fruits and vegetables.
Meals are sodium-restricted, low cholesterol, low fat.
Whether you're wanting to lose weight, have heart disease, or diabetes,
Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating is your answer.
Delivery available nationwide.
It's your life, your health. Take control.
Call now, 800-442-DIET. That's 800-442-3438. Or visit SeattleSutton.com.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people.
You're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Sawacki.
Chicago is.
And for my Sue Says today, sponsored by Medicare Solutions Network, beauty without grace is the hook without bait. Well, my next guest is a syndicated radio and TV host. Her name is Catherine Raker. And welcome, Catherine, to Aging Info Radio.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Sue. I really appreciate it.
Well, we are 5 days away, of course, you know, from Valentine's Day, and we are talking about love and relationships today. And, you know, Catherine, being a woman, what is, you know, why do you think people have such high expectations, or especially women, on Valentine's Day? What do you see here?
Well, I think that they're looking for love, number one. They're also looking for a lasting relationship, and they're looking for a gift, maybe an engagement ring or some sort of magical thing that's going to happen on Valentine's Day. And unfortunately, sometimes men don't think the same way as women do. And so I think that our expectations sometimes on certain dates sometimes let us down.
Yeah, I think if you set yourself up for a lot of high expectations, you may, you know, be setting yourself up to let yourself down.
For sure. And, you know, it's funny because, you know, I've noticed over the years that my husband's gotten smarter. And, you know, but in the beginning, I think once he wooed me, he thought, well, you don't have to do any more. You know, it's like when those days come, unless, you know, you trained your children to think about other people, you know, even just a little Valentine. You know, sometimes we get our hopes up and it just doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've been married for how long?
44 years, second time, going to be 45 years, and very, very happy.
So what's your secret for a successful, loving relationship?
Communication is the first thing. I think affection. I think trying to please each other, working with each other, doing fun things together. I mean, we're the kind of people that love to go to the movies and see a double hitter, and we love popcorn, and we love different things, you know, and I kind of respect his loves and try to understand them. and then he does the same for me.
Which works magically. Now, you know, I'm sure you mentioned children. Do you see the relationships changing in, like, the younger generations in today's world?
Of course I do, because I think that they're not as patient, Susie, as we are.
Mm-hmm.
Marriage and relationships take work. And if they don't, they want to do social networking more so in a relationship. They'd rather text each other and do different things like that. And they don't, it's hard for them to get down and dirty, excuse the expression, and roll your sleeves up and work at stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I see so many kids and so many young people that after, if it doesn't work, they get a divorce or they don't understand.
Mm-hmm. They don't work so hard at it. I think also the communication, you know, with text messaging and emails and the social networks, there's a disconnection there that is not really connecting them the way that they could be.
That's right. And I mean, it's funny because when you look at somebody and you can read them in front of them, I mean, it's hard to take a text, and we do all of that, you know, today. But if I had to rely on that for a relationship, I'd be really in trouble.
Yeah, let's talk real quick too. Your website is Catherine Raker with RAAKER.com. Your radio show and your TV show and what you do.
Actually, Let's Just Talk Radio is my radio show. Born Before 64 is my TV show. The Timeless Performer is a TV show. And The Chef You and I is a TV show. And our new show is Sports For You Too. So if I'm not doing that, I'm doing PR and marketing. And so I'm on three times a week. And then I'm on once a week with another radio show that I do health and wellness. So I stay pretty busy, Susie.
So how do you keep your relationship so balanced with doing all that?
Well, it's all encompassing. And my relationship with my husband, he's one of my editors and one of my camera people when he's not working a full-time job. So we're with each other a lot. So, you know, we know how to work with each other. We only knew each other 3 weeks when we got married. And I had two kids. So it really was a work in progress.
How interesting. I mean, you don't hear that often that, you know, people work well together with their spouse. Well, thank you, Catherine. I'd love to talk to you longer. Thank you for what you do. Born Before 64 show sounds great. And once again, our website is Catherine, K-A-T-H-Y-R-N, Raker, RAAKER.com. Thanks, Catherine.
Thank you, and have a great day.
You too, and you want to stay right here. I have another guest coming up that has written a great book, From Granny Panties to Thongs. This is Aging Info Radio, and we will be right back.
Do you have valuables like sterling silver flatware, tea sets, watches, gold, jewelry, or sterling and gold coins that you've thought of selling? Kagan & Company is a local family-owned business with over 50 years of experience. They serve as trusted advisors while buying and brokering valuables and offer free evaluations. Strictly confidential and no-hassle appointments are available in their Northbrook office or maybe at your home. Please call 847-897-5781 to schedule an appointment. That's 847-897-5781.
Get it together before it falls apart with a Care Connector Healthcare Binder from Partners in Senior Care. The Care Connector Binder helps you assemble all healthcare information in one simple format. The Care Connector provides peace of mind by keeping all essential medical information accessible at times when you need it most, such as doctor appointments or during times of crisis. Order yours today at partnersinseniorcare.com or call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Erin and Anna here. We're the third generation of Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating, a family-owned company. Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating is not just another weight loss program. We deliver freshly prepared, portion-controlled meals that even include fresh fruits and vegetables.
We do all the work for you. 21 meals for the week that include breakfast, lunch, and dinner delivered to your door.
All of our meals are sodium-restricted, low-cholesterol, and low-fat.
It's a weekly program with no contracts to sign or counseling to attend.
Whether it's weight loss, heart disease, diabetes,
or perhaps convenience for an elderly loved one,
Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating is your answer.
Delivery available nationwide.
Lose weight and feel great.
Make this your year. Start Seattle Sutton's today. It's your life, your health. Take control.
Call us now at 800-442-DIET. That's 800-442-3438. Or visit SeattleSutton.com.
Back to the show, sure to move boomers and seniors forward on their aging journey. Aging Info Radio with Sue Sawacki.
We are only 5 days away from Valentine's Day, and we've been talking about love and relationships today. And here's a fun fact about Valentine's Day. It says in medieval times, girls ate unusual foods on St. Valentine's Day to make them dream of their future husband. Boy, have we come a long way, baby. Absolutely. Well, my next guest is the co-author of a great book called From Granny Panties to Thongs. It's for the widow seeking love again. Penny Burke is, she was a criminal defense attorney for 10 years. She has a passion for empowering women and is the co-author of this book along with Joni Dunn. Welcome, Penny, to Aging Info Radio.
Well, thank you for having me. Hi, everybody.
Now, you are not a widow, and what prompted you, and maybe Joni is a widow, to write the book? Is Joni
is not a widow either, but what prompted me to write the book was after my father passed away, and this is just such a great subject for Valentine's Day, because it's never too late to seek love and romance, and hopefully this book will empower other women. After my dad passed away, there were no books out there with positive messages. Most of them focused on the grieving process. And, you know, my mom really wanted to move on. And 2 years after my father died, I was doing her laundry like a nice daughter would. And I pull out a bright red thong. And I'm in my laundry room thinking, it's not my thong. It better not be my husband's thong. I realize it's my mother's thong. And at that moment, even though I was a little gun-shy about approaching her, I realized she had a huge secret. And she was either having sex or seriously thinking about having it again. So that, in a nutshell, is the impetus for the book. That 5 minutes in time is worth a million words.
That is so great. Well, it says, one of the things that caught my eye on the back of the book, it says, it has been said that over the course of a lifetime, a person will only use a fraction of the brain's capacity to learn. And this would also be true of the heart's boundless capacity to love. We only use a fraction, huh?
You know, we love that. And we interviewed 14 fabulous women. And one of the overall themes was, That is true. Our heart does have an endless capacity to love. And falling in love again doesn't annul in any way the love that people had for their former spouse, their former love, their former husband, boyfriend, whoever it may have been, that there is room to love again. And we still remember the person that we were married to before. My father's been gone now over 16 years, and we still always celebrate his birthday. And my mother's new husband also, you know, he comes into the tradition and he toasts to my father as well. So, yes, there is room for plenty of love. And let's be honest, the libido lives on. People yeah. want to be in love. People want to be loved. And the women in this book span up to 80 years of age.
Now, how did you find all the women to interview?
Well, I have my mother to thank for that. She lives down in Florida where there's a lot of adult communities, as we know, and there were tons of women. So I flew down because at the time I lived in Pittsburgh and just started speaking to various women and realized that so many of them had great stories And then I kind of networked my way through. We got a website, and Joni, she started collecting stories. And the funny thing was, they were gun-shy to talk to us at first, but we swore to anonymity, and we couldn't get them to shut up once they started talking. And the reason is because they had never told these stories before, not even to their own kids, because they were embarrassed. So this was a vehicle for them to share their stories and finally tell people how, you know, one woman got Botox and her lips blew up and she was mortified, but she went on the trip with her new man anyway the next day, and she gets off the plane and he goes, "What happened?" She said, "Oh, you wouldn't believe it. I tripped over a shoebox and I banged my lip on my door." And at the end of each story, we give the follow-up of what happened to this particular couple. And in the follow-up, it says, "I'm still with my boyfriend, and he still believes that I landed on a door." So it's a good laugh. Men don't need to know all our secrets, as we know.
Well, I think it's so great because it's really for widows or, you know, people that have lost their spouse to know that there's hope and that they can once again find love again. It's never too late.
It's never too late, and there's a thread of all of us as women in these stories. Daughters are reading the book. It gives you really an insight. Divorced women, you know, how you get there may be different, but moving forward and falling in love. We had one married woman call us. She said she was crying that she picked on her husband so much for leaving his golf stuff at the front door all over the place. And she said, "I'm never going to take my husband for granted again." It's like a reality check, too.
Yeah, absolutely. People look at their own lives and go, "Wow, what about, you know, appreciating what I do have?" Well, Penny, I want to hear your words of wisdom for Valentine's Day coming up here next. I'm sure after interviewing all of the women that you interviewed, you definitely have some words of wisdom. I mean, I think we put a lot of expectation on Valentine's Day, and maybe we shouldn't. I think, truthfully, men just want to make women happy, or people want to make others happy. And this is Aging Info Radio. You want to stay right here. We have more to come from Penny Burke. And with her book, From Granny Panties to Thongs.com, is how you find out about it. And we will be right back.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free weekly seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615 to reserve your seat now. That's 800-429-9615.
Chicago Health is Chicagoland's premier healthcare magazine, providing insightful and interesting content on a variety of health-related topics like disease, treatment, lifestyle, the business of healthcare, innovative medicines, technology, and more. It currently prints 2 issues annually and publishes new, original stories regularly at ChicagoHealthOnline.com. Chicago Health Magazine. Real patients, real doctors, a great resource. Be an advocate for your best health at ChicagoHealthOnline.com. That's ChicagoHealthOnline.com.
We've worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
Wherever you live, you want to feel connected and cared for. That's the environment we create every day at Emeritus at Prospect Heights, one of Chicagoland's highest rated senior living communities. Our community offers a full range of services from assisted living to skilled nursing. We also offer one of the most successful short-term rehab programs in the area. And now, for a limited time, we are offering value price suites. Emeritus Senior Living, where our family is committed to yours. Give them a call at 847-797-2700 or visit us at emeritus.com. Stop in and take a tour.
Sue says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now back to Aging Info Radio.
This is Susan Wacky, your host, and love, 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 yes, makes the world go round. We're talking about Valentine's Day right here, 5 days away. And my guest, Penny Burke, has written a book, From Granny Panties to Thongs. It's for the widow seeking love again. Penny, we have Valentine's Day. Give me your words of wisdom to have the best Valentine's Day ever. What would you suggest?
Well, for everyone listening out there, I would suggest that this particular Valentine's Day, if you're looking to move on and find a relationship in your life and some love and fun, do something for yourself. If you haven't ventured into a store like Victoria's Secret, go in. Try something on. We had a woman who was mortified to go in there, and by the time she left, she had a whole bag of stuff, and she felt beautiful and sexy for herself.
And that matters.
That totally matters. That would be my first point of wisdom, and my second would be, buy yourself an early birthday gift.
Yes.
Buy a subscription to either Match.com or one of the websites. Get, you know, go online, get a glass of wine, and have some fun. There are so many senior sites out there, and people are meeting all the time. It's safe. You can do it from your pajamas. It's just a great way to meet, and you can see all the wonderful eligible people that are out there. And it's baby steps. But if you do those two things, I think you can have a great Valentine's Day.
Well, thank you, Penny Burke, for joining me on Aging Info Radio. And once again, her website to get her book is From Granny with a Y, Panties, I-E-S, to Thongs.com. That's From Granny Panties to Thongs.com. Thank you so much, Penny, for being on Aging Info Radio today.
Thank you for having me. And thank you, everyone, and have a great Valentine's Day.
All right. Well, my paws pooch this week is Tex. He is a one-year-old male shepherd. Go to aginginforadio.com, click on the paws logo, and check out Tex, or call Paws Chicago at 773-935-PAWS. Right now, and of course, this handsome little dog is Tex is waiting with his paws crossed. Yes, Daisy, that is Tex. And for hormone therapy, fitness, nutrition, Body Logic is your answer. Balance your hormones, impact your health in so many ways. Visit their website at bodylogic.com. And when you're there, check out and read their women and men success stories. There's nothing better than patient testimonials, all at bodylogicmd.com. And if you've missed any of our show today or any past shows, they are up on podcast at our website at aginginforadio.com. We'll also have all of our guest information and their websites for both books from today on there. And check out our expert partners, of course. They all support Aging Info Radio. These are some of the best companies in the Chicagoland area, if not the best. And join our email list on our homepage for weekly show updates and information. And thank you to Elliot, Connie, Catherine, and Penny Burke, my expert partners, and Debbie Schreiner here at AM 560 for her patience and the hard work that she does for me. I am Susan Wacky, your host. You make it a great Valentine's Day this coming week. Keep your expectations low and your joy high. And I'm sure it'll be a great day. And make sure you express your love to those in your life. And this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
God bless the USA.
That was Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Be sure to catch us again next Sunday as we continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey right here on AM 560, The Answer.
Thank you, America. You've helped Merlin 200,000 mile shops prove a point. Years ago, Merlin shops just sensed that car owners were smarter than the media, finance companies, and car manufacturers. We thought that the majority of you would prefer not to take on more car payment debt.